What is going on, people? You are locked into the Miles Mikulski podcast for another week. Hope you lot have been well, blessed, healthy, and safe. And yeah, another interesting week in the music game, of course. Wizkid blessed us at the O2 last week, and that was a massive, massive performance. Chris Brown came out for the first time in 12 years in the UK. That's a bad thing in itself. That's pretty much since, you know, the things that people don't talk about anymore with Chris Brown. But I honestly want a Chris Brown show, you know. I really feel like a Chris Brown show needs to happen, because everyone was going crazy for the song that he came out and performed. He was literally mostly dancing at one point because it was just, the energies were so crazy. But I've heard nothing but positive things from the Wizkid show. I kind of wish I went to it. I kind of like forgot about Wizkid show, and then I was too late by the time my mate came to me on Tuesday and was like, oh, did you see the Wizkid show? I was like, oops. So that was an L for me this week. But apart from that, for me, it's been a pretty blessed week. In the music world, we've seen craziness happen, like, you know, the Busy Bone Hubs, you know, Bone Thugs and Harmony and 3-6 Mafia versus battle, where Busy Bone went crazy and then they got into like a fight on stage, and then they had to come back later. Busy Bone had to come back and apologize and say, yo, I'm not trying to, you know, mess anything up. You know what I mean? I'm going to apologize to everyone here right now. And then it continued. I don't even know who won it, to be fair. The fight kind of took over and became more of a thing than the actual battle. But at the same time, I can appreciate that for people who are really into like 90s music and the very, very, very early 2000s, that's probably going to hit more for you than it is for me, innit? But at the same time, that was just a bit of a madness that we saw on stage. But one of the other things that we spoke about a little bit, but we hadn't really got into on the last episode of the podcast, was the passing of Young Dolph, which was really, really sad to see. That was like a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks ago now. And then Virgil, that just kind of came out of nowhere. You know, Off-White creator Virgil Abloh, obviously name dropped in so many hip-hop songs. And that was just an absolute shock for me personally. I didn't even see that coming. I had to like check to make sure. You know, sometimes a couple of years ago, people came out with like fake death stories. I had to make sure that this wasn't one of them, because it seemed like it was, but then read the whole stuff. It was on every single news outlet, and it was really, really sad to see. And even going back to the Young Dolph situation really quickly, his actual passing has caused a lot of retaliation and warfare across Memphis, which is very, very sad to see. I don't know if it's calmed down. I was seeing DJ Academics, I was watching one of his videos, and he was saying that like minimum 10 people have been like shot because of it. And then there was the whole situation where they found the car that was used like in the kind of like drive up to the shooting with Young Dolph. They found that there one day, and then they found a body there the next day. So I don't know, that was like last week. That wasn't this week, that was last week. So there's just been a lot going on. And then of course the news that Off-White creator, you know, LV Louis, like, you know, elite designer Virgil Abloh, you've heard name dropped in so many songs in hip-hop over the last 5 years, passed away. I think he's age 41, and he's not even, that's not old at all. Do you know what I mean? I know sometimes when you're younger you look at like 30 and go, ugh, 30, like, but 41 is really not old. Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying that just because I'm getting older, I'm just saying that in general, like, 41 is not old. Obviously he left behind his wife and children, and it's just sad to see, because it's a bit like the Chadwick Boseman situation. It's like, we didn't know that he was ill, so when he passed it was more of a shock. And I'm not saying that like it's not a shock when someone does pass away anyway. Like, obviously if you know someone's ill, mentally, subconsciously, you're kind of gearing up because you know the person's ill, so you're kind of already dealing with your coping mechanisms and stuff. Whereas I'm sure with Virgil, his like close friends and family knew, but some of these people that he might have been dealing with, you know, on a regular basis, might have not even known that he was ill. Do you know what I mean? I remember last year, like, a lot of people came through and have said a lot of positives about Virgil and stuff like that. If they've got positive memories, share the positive memories. That's what it's about, you know. When someone passes, it's always good to celebrate their achievements and their accomplishments. He wasn't shy of criticism either. I remember last year, apparently he only donated $50 to the Black Lives Matter movement, and people were like, bro, I'm gonna keep it two Virgils. You know what I'm saying? Basically keep it 100, but instead they said two Virgils, right? You know what I mean? Like, and stuff like that he was getting heat for. And then I remember people were saying like, oh look, like, you're a black creative who's made it, like, why have you not got enough black people in your team, why are they white, blah blah blah. So he did have criticism, but in these times it's best not to look at that. It's actually best just to celebrate, you know, what he did and what he accomplished. You know what I mean? He was at one point under Kanye West And then he went off and did his own thing, and he was very successful at it. So I gotta say, rest in peace to Virgil, rest in peace to Young Dolph as well. Big losses over the last couple of weeks in the hip-hop slash black slash American community. Honestly, Virgil will be missed for all his contributions that he has made. But obviously, of course, I wanted to cover both things because we hadn't spoken about it properly in depth on the podcast. But of course, always let me know your thoughts and opinions and stuff like that. But sad to see two people go, man. Like, Young Dolph for me is, again, someone who I liked his music. He was always there. He was never my favorite artist. But, you know, when someone's making a positive impact in their neighborhood and then they get killed, you know, like I said, like a minute ago, like, do you move out your ends? Do you stay? Do you show love from afar? What do you do? But anyway, let's talk about the most streamed songs of 2020. The lists are out. Spotify, Apple Music, all these other app stuff is all here. And they've released the most streamed songs of 2021. So for people saying, but Miles, like, why do they do this in November, early December, when they could do this like late December into early January? Because basically, in the music industry, once Mandem in America had their Thanksgiving turkey, the year's done. That's it. We see you in February. You think I'm joking? Like, literally every year, I remember, like, when I first started in the radio game, yeah, I was like, all right, cool, like, I'm gonna be working hard all the way through till December, have 2 weeks off, and then let's go again that January 4th. No, the first year after Thanksgiving, I was speaking to some people who were a bit more seasoned in the game, probably at the level I'm at now, yeah, and I was like, so what happens? Why is everything quiet? Where's the interviews? Where's this? Where's that? They're like, oh yeah, like, doesn't run like that. Like, once Thanksgiving comes through, the Americans, they shut up shop. They're done, you know what I mean? And Britain, they don't really fall too far behind. So, guys, if we're looking for music and we're looking for a lot of entertainment for December, you need to look backwards and not forwards. Don't get me wrong, I'm expecting some surprise drops. I know Playboi Carti dropped last year, Whole Lotta Red. That went to mixed emotions, but either way, you know what I mean? It's still something to look forward to. So let's see what we get. But number one in the UK this time round, or this year I should say, was Olivia Rodrigo. You know what I mean? With a punk pop anthem. There we go. Get the words out. Please, Miles, come on. Good for you. Emerging is the most streamed song on Apple Music and Spotify. Drake was in there as well, doing big things. Montero, Call Me By Your Name was number two in the UK. And there was other ones like Ed Sheeran's like Bad Habits. And that was like Spotify's third biggest song of 2021. And then like you had like basically Adele's song. It's a bit late for her to kind of come in and say like make any ripple of 2021 anyway, but that missed out on the Apple's top 100 altogether. But there's some other people in there. Juice WRLD was the fifth most listened to artist in the UK. I think Justin Bieber was fourth because he had a big start to the year with like Peaches, which is still a banger right now. I can't even lie. Peaches is one of them songs that might just be saying that to yourself randomly in like 2023 and be like, why am I saying that? And then remember where and why it came from. So yeah, that was basically it. I mean, it's going to be interesting to kind of see like the development of songs into next year, because Adele, I don't really listen to Adele's albums. I never listened to, I can't remember the name of her albums now, you know. I know they're even numbers. Is that 30? There's three numbers and I'm trying to remember the albums, but I know there's like, is it 16, 28? I'm going to have to research this at the same time because I can't be making myself sound like a shambles, even though I am making myself sound like a shambles right about now. What are the names? Oh yeah, so 30 and 21. They were the two that obviously like blew up crazy. And Easy On Me is like, okay, it's a decent song, but like it wasn't like a Someone Like You or anything like that. And I'm happy to see her do well because she seems like a nice person. But we'll see if her song kind of resonate into next year. Bit like anyone who drops an album in December, like is basically dropping music for 2022. We saw it with Stormzy's tape. We saw it with Roddy Ricch's tape in 2019. They lived well into 2020. Same thing will probably happen with Adele's album. You know what I mean? Probably get another video for another song and then it'll bring the hype back. Talking about Adele's album real quick before we move on as well. Like, I don't know if you guys saw 2 weeks ago when her album came out that she got Spotify to stop the shuffle button on her album, and apparently it's on all albums. I haven't checked it on all other albums yet, but she kind of basically came through with the argument about, you know, artists spend so much time, you know, curating their playlist for the albums, and if you just whack it on shuffle then you're not really getting the full appreciation for the album. Now I get that and I appreciate it, however, that's in your album. right? Honestly, in hip-hop albums, whether they be UK, US, can't speak for any other countries off the top of my head, because sometimes I understand what they're, you know, what they're saying in their songs, so I can only go off what I know, right? But for UK, US, Canada, English-speaking albums, especially in hip-hop, a lot of the time these days, yeah, unless it's a conceptual album, for example, like a Dave Psychodrama, or even a Dave We're All Alone in This Together, basically a Dave album, really and truly, the rest of it doesn't matter. Like, I don't feel like if I play Skepta's Konnichiwa, and I know I'm, Miles, why are you speaking about songs and stuff that came out in like 2016? I know, but what I'm saying is, right, let me use a better example. I'll use Skepta Konnichiwa, but like D-Block Europe's Home Alone 2, yeah? I ain't gonna lie to you, album did well. If I put it on shuffle, it wouldn't have made a difference. It really wouldn't have made a difference. I am a person who, I'm like it though, I like to listen from the album from top to bottom. But more times these days, yeah, a lot of hip hop albums, and even some pop albums as well, like, so I'm not just throwing hip hop under the bus, because I'd never do that, do you know what I mean? But a lot of people's albums in general don't have that same feel, that have that same essence of, oh, you need to listen to track one to understand track four, to understand track seven, so you understand the ending. No one does that anymore. Like, apart from, okay, Adele might do that, couple other people might, but the kind of era of the traditional album where you tell a story through your music and then the singles that release kind of make sense in that universe, that's done very rarely now, from what I've seen. Not saying it won't make a comeback, I would love that to make a comeback, because some of my favorite albums in the past have a journey and go on a journey and take you places. Like, even Usher's Confessions has a little interlude. Listen, let me tell you something. The interlude of Usher's Confessions album, 2004 album, right? That was amazing before you even get the song itself. Now, if you have that on shuffle, yeah, and then you have the interlude and then you go to, like, I don't know, Burn, it ain't gonna hit. It's not hitting the same, do you know what I'm saying? So you need them interludes there. Same one with J. Cole. I can't remember what the actual interlude or the album, the actual song after it's called. I'm gonna try and be cheeky and look at it at the same time. But it's on the Cole World Sideline Story, right? And, like, basically, it goes from J. Cole talking about, like, him getting arrested, and then, like, he just kind of basically just drops into the interlude. And I can't even find it. I'm not going to be able to find it right now. But, like, that, again, if you put that on shuffle and then you get Can't Get Enough with Trey Songz, it ain't going to hit the same. Do you know what I mean? It's you have to be very smart with your curation and your choices. So I get it. And the thing is, again, it's like, is it a step too far? Because, obviously, we ain't got the shuffle button anymore, but why can't people, if some people would just like to listen to albums on shuffle, why can't they now? Why are they being prohibited for that? So again, I'm not anti it, but I can see why someone would be anti it. It's just something that's so small, it messes up with someone if they had like an OCD with like how they listen to albums and stuff. If they like just listen to it strictly on shuffle, you've taken that away. That's kind of long. Is what it is. But anyway, let's move on. Let's talk about the top 20 rappers who are in their 20s this year. Complex came out with their own, the 20 best rappers in their 20s right about now. Now I'm going to read them out, and I'm going to basically break it down, and then we're going to have to talk about it, because basically, as you know, in their 20s means 20 to 29. So what is that year now? That is 2001 to 1992, which is mad because I'm 1993, so I only got that much time, but I'm not trying to rap, so it don't matter, you know what I was there. But we have to break this down, and we need to see who's on the list this time round. So 4-2 Doug is taking number 20, Playboi Carti is number 19, Megan Thee Stallion is only 26, I thought she was older than that, you know. Megan Thee Stallion is 18, G Herbo 17, Pooh Shiesty 16, ESTG 15, Gunna 14, Don Toliver is 13, I can count, Roddy Ricch 12, Cardi B 11, Vince Staples 10, Baby Keem 9, Polo G 8, Doja Cat 7, Youngboy Never Broke Again 6, Jack Harlow 5, Lil Uzi Vert 4, 21 Savage 3, Lil Durk 2, Lil Baby 1. Now, a couple weeks ago, or I should say a couple months ago, it's like around September time, I actually spoke about Lil Durk being more influential than Lil Baby. Automatically, I would probably switch the two around. I'd probably put Lil Durk at number 1, then put Lil Baby. Because really and truly, if you're talking about best rappers, Lil Durk has been around for 10 years. So Lil Durk would have not, well, he's like 29, I think. Let me check. They got their ages there. Lil Durk is 29. So 10 years ago, he was out here making bangers. Then he was kind of like had a little bit of a lull period between like 20, I'd say 15 to like 17. And then from 18 to 19 onwards, he's blown up. So I'll probably put him number 1. Lil Baby's having a great year, but it's kind of fizzled out towards the end. So I'd probably switch them around. Other people that are 21 Savages, I really got no. I don't know 21 Savages 3, but he'd be top 10 for me. Lil Uzi Vert 4 is alright. Jack Harlow, to be honest, would probably have to go down. I like Jack Harlow, you know what I mean? He's interesting, he's good personality. Obviously, he had SUVs Black on Black that came out. What's Popping was last year, and that was 2020 early. That was January that song came out. Obviously, Industry Baby with Lil Nas X, but you're more. With that song, it's a good verse from Jack Harlow, but I think Lil Nas X is more powerful on the track. So I definitely wouldn't put him top five, but I'd probably put him at 12, 13. NBA YoungBoy, bro, that bread. This guy goes to jail so many times and still drops better albums, so he could stay in the top 10. Doja Cat, a lot of people rate Doja Cat heavy. I don't mind Doja Cat. I think she's a good artist. I just have never been into her like that. So I don't know if she can be justified at 7, but it is what it is, isn't it, for this purpose. Polo G, to be honest, I would probably put in the top 4. I'd probably drop Lil Uzi Vert down. He was last year, he was ranked number 2, Lil Uzi Vert, and that's what he put because of a turn and a take. I would probably drop him down and put Polo G in that position and switch them two around, because he's had a big year with like Rap Star. He's just dropped part 2 of Hall of Fame. It makes sense. Baby Keem's had a good year. But to put him over someone like a Gunna or Cardi B, because Cardi B ain't really done much this year. Roddy Ricch has been all right this year. But to put him over like Don Toliver and Gunna, who are at 13 and 14, that's a bit mad as well, you know. I'd even push Roddy Ricch into just 10th spot and knock Vince Staples out of there as well. Then ESTG's fine at 15. He had a big year. Obviously, he was. I did an interview with him. It's in my podcast. I didn't put that on the show. Or did I? I can't even remember now. It was a couple of months ago. Pooh Shiesty had a good start to the year, kind of fizzled out because he went jail. G Herbo, I've never really been a fan of, not gonna lie. So G Herbo couldn't hold that there. Megan Thee Stallion, all right, let me say this real quick, yeah. You see that album that came out, Sighting for the Hotties? That didn't bang. And I know I'm not a hottie in it, so it's not supposed to be for me, in it. I know who it's supposed to be for. But even if you think about it, even Complex have acknowledged that she's basically fallen off, because last year she was fifth in this list. Now she is 18th, I believe. 18th. That's a big drop off for someone in a year. Cardi B was 11, yeah? Bear that in mind. She was 12 last year. So she hasn't really changed her position. She's kind of just floated. But if you think about last year for Megan Thee Stallion, she had WAP. She had, Hot Girl Summer was 2019, but people were still using it. People are not trying to have Hot Girl Summer this year when lockdown ended in July, bro. So you were having a Hot Girl January, bro. I didn't know what to say. Playboi Carti. I feel deep for Playboi Carti. Because his album last year, Whole Lotta Red, when it came out Christmas time, when I first heard that, I was like, yo, every single song on this tape is trash. Yeah, I'm about to emphasize the trash. You know what I'm saying? It was dead. It's actually not a bad album. It's really not a bad album, you know. You have to get yourself into it. The song with Kanye, I'm not trying to hear that. But like Sky, Slayer, and I think there's one other song off the top of my head that I can remember. It's been about a year. They're decent. So I don't know, you know. Real talk. He could have been in the top. It could have been 15 for me, and I could have pushed a few back. 4-2 Doug, again, someone who's had a, you know, good year. Obviously, like Tell Steve Harvey, I Don't Want To Know, that song Maybach and Future was good. Couple other songs he's released recently are all right. Not really been a fan. For me personally, a bit too high-pitched for me when he raps, man. It's a bit annoying. But G Herbo, I probably would have pushed down. Pooh Shiesty, ESTG, I would have pushed down. Vince Staples, I would have pushed down. Baby Keem's had a good year. But how much of the thing is, all the songs that are blown up to an extent, are the ones with Kendrick. And people are thirsting for Kendrick. So how much of that success, and I'm not like saying anything about Baby Keem, but I'm just saying like, how much of, if Baby Keem had a record, a bit like how Orange Soda kind of blew up a couple years ago, and if he had a song on this new album that was just him that blew up, it would have made sense. But what were the songs that blew up? Family Ties and Range Brothers, because Kendrick kept saying top of the morning, or just because Kendrick was on Family Ties, which came out first. So not taking anything away from Baby Keem, because it's not like he didn't hold his own on the records, but I just think that he might be a bit too high in the top 10 for me. When I would have easily put Gunna or someone else in there. Maybe that's just me being biased because I like Gunna in it. But yeah, and I definitely would have put Polo G into at least the top 4. And I would have pushed Lil Uzi Vert and Jack Harlow down. maybe even 21 Savage as well. The top two, I'll just switch them around, but I'm not mad at them. But let me know what you thought about this list. I'll read it out one more time, and then you guys can work it out for yourselves, make your own list. Even flinging some UK artists in there as well, do you know what I mean? So at 20 was 4-2 Doug, 19 was Playboi Carti, 18 was Megan Thee Stallion, 17 was G Herbo, 16 was Pooh Shiesty, 15 was ESTG, 14 was Gunna, 13 was Don Toliver, 12 was Roddy Ricch, 11 was Cardi B, 10 was Vince Staples, 9 was Baby Keem, 8 was Polo G, 7 was Doja Cat, 6 was Youngboy Never Broke Again, 5 was Jack Harlow, 4 was Lil Uzi Vert, 3 was 21 Savage, 2 was Lil Durk, and 1 was Lil Baby. I'm gonna quickly check actually, because they've got the link for the last year's one. I wanna see who didn't make the cut. Jack Harlow was 20, Baby Keem was 19, Joey Badass was in it this last year, not in it this year, but he hasn't really dropped anything. Cordae, same thing again, hasn't really dropped anything. 4-2 Doug was in there. Denzel Curry was 15 last year, but he hasn't really done anything this year either, to be fair. Lil Durk was only 14 in 2020, but to be fair, he did kind of blow up more this year. Polo G was 13, Cardi B, like we spoke about, was 12, Youngboy Never Broke Again was 11, DaBaby was 10. To be honest, actually, DaBaby had Rockstar last year, so that makes sense. Travis Scott just got, you know what, I feel like Travis Scott got taken out just because, one, he hasn't really dropped anything, but two, people don't want to smoke right now. 8 was Gunna last year. Tyler the Creator was 7. Oh, they never added Tyler the Creator to this year. They never really did at all. And he had a shout, you know, because his album was decent. It was, I feel like Eagle was a better album, low key, but there were still songs on that tape that could have put him in the top 20. Young Thug was like number 6 with Punk, but to be fair, last year, what did he do last year? No, Hot and All So Much Fun, that was 2019. 5 was 21 Savage, 4 was Megan Thee Stallion, 3 was Roddy Ricch, but that made sense because of the box and all that stuff. 2 was Lil Uzi Vert, which I think was way overhyped because Eternal Will Take wasn't that great. And 1 was Lil Baby, but Lil Baby definitely had a better year last year, in my opinion, than this year. So, the interesting list for last year into this year. Some people not even making the cut, others, you know, kind of sniffing around the same places like Cardi B, and others nowhere to be seen at all. But let me know who some of your favorite rappers have been over the last, I don't know, year or so. Fling in some UK ones in as well, because I can't be asked to make a list of top 20 UK rappers right now. That would be long and we'd be here forever. But yeah, like I said, let me know who you think are up there. Like I said, I gave you an extensive breakdown as to the ones I think should be there, the ones I don't think should be so high up, and some that might shouldn't even be on the list at all, which I'm not going to say because that's rude, because you can only use what's in front of you and what you're working with. But hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode of the podcast. I'll be back next week with another episode, hopefully gonna get some more guests. But we're getting to that season, like I said, where after Thanksgiving America slows down, the UK is kind of following the same suit. A lot of people are kind of done for the year now, just want to chill and relax. So I'll see what I can do, but I'm gonna see if I can try and get some episodes in over the Christmas period as well, because obviously we did have that massive 2-month break, we've only just come back from it. So I'm gonna see if I can get some episodes done over Christmas. If I can get guests, yay. If not, we'll leave it and we'll just pick up in the new year. But we're definitely going to be doing it, dropping at least 3 more episodes this year, as I'm looking at the date and making sure it's the 5th. So yeah, as I'm recording this right now, and obviously you guys are going to hear this on the 6th. So yeah, I'm out of the building. Obviously, you can follow me on Instagram, on socials, at Miles Mikulski for all updates. And I will catch you guys next week. We're on an episode of the podcast. So take care. Stay safe. Stay safe, you know. Stay safe. Stay blessed. In a bit. Peace.